Welcome to Immortology. I am Gabriel D, and this is the Defeat Death Meditation. If you are ready to begin, I would like you to lay down comfortably on your bed, or on the floor, your feet stretched out, and your arms placed next to your body. Focus your eyes on any point or spot on the ceiling. Now, when I count from 1 to 3, at 3, you will start counting down slowly and loudly from 50, in the reverse order, like this: 50, 49, 48, and so on, while staring at that point. Whenever you hear this sound, you will go one number up, and then once again start the countdown from that number. Let me show you. 50, 49, 48, 47, 48, 47, 46, 45, 46, 45, 44, and so on. Feel your whole body beginning to relax, and your mind becoming calm. 1, 2, 3, start the countdown. Stare at the point. Louder. Faster. Louder. Stop. Deep sleep. Close your eyes. Your eyes are closed, your body is beginning to relax, your mind is becoming calm, and you are beginning to go deep down into a hypnotic sleep, which is very comfortable and very relaxing. Deep sleep. Now, as I count you down from 5 to 0, with each count you will go 10 times as deep, the whole body will relax, and the mind will be completely calm. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deep sleep. You are listening to my voice. Any other sound that you hear in the background will help you to focus on the sound of my voice only. My voice will guide you through the whole experience safely and securely. Now, focus on your eyes. And with each breath, start breathing out all the stress, all the tension through your closed eyelids, and your eyelids will naturally begin to relax, absolutely free from all tension and very heavy. Only when you feel that you have successfully let go of all stress, all tension, and your eyelids feel limp and heavy to you, nod your head. Take your time. Now imagine that your eyes are sealed shut, and you cannot open them. And the harder you try, the more difficult it becomes. Deep sleep. Your eyes are firmly closed, and we are going to start going deeper. With each and every breath, you will keep going deeper and deeper. I am taking you down to a position that is very safe in your own subconscious mind, and you will keep going deeper and deeper, till you feel you have reached the deepest state. And so with each and every breath you take, give yourself the permission to go deeper and deeper. Your body will relax, and your mind will be very, very calm. The deeper you go, the more you relax, and the more you relax, the deeper you go. Turn your attention to the toes of both of your feet. Now let your concentration move from your toes into your heels. Into your ankles. And then to the calves of your legs. And from your toes to your knees, feel a wave of relaxation. Now feel the relaxation moving up through your thighs, your hips, and to your stomach. Now the relaxation will move up higher, across the chest area, to your shoulders, and down through your arms, your hands, and your fingers. Simultaneously, relax the muscles of your back, the lower back, the middle back, the area of your upper back, right up to your shoulders. And the neck muscles are relaxing. The wave of relaxation moves up through the scalp, across the forehead, and down over the eyelids, the whole face, and the physical body relaxing deeply and completely with every breath. Now, as I count from 5 down to 0, each count prepares you to enter the hypnotic sleep more deeply at 0. And now 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Deep sleep. And let's go even deeper. Keep going even deeper with each and every breath, deep into your own quiet space. For the next few moments, you will not be listening to my voice. The absence of my voice and the other sounds in the background will help you go deeper and deeper. Now, imagine yourself on top of a staircase that has 20 steps going down. See yourself standing at the top. Now, as I count you down from 20 to 0, starting with your left foot first, you go down the stairs. Each step takes you 10 times deeper, will make you more relaxed, and will make your body heavier and heavier. When you get to the bottom of the staircase, you will be very deep in your own subconscious mind. Your body will feel as heavy as never before. Starting with your left foot first, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deep sleep. Now that you are at the bottom of the staircase, you notice a door. You slowly open the door and enter. You find yourself in a cave, in a large circular chamber. It is not totally dark, because there are some soft lights that don't disturb your eyes. You feel very secure, safe, and relaxed. I want you to concentrate on what I'm saying. I am going to give you a suggestion that's going to penetrate the mind. I want you to focus on the sound of my voice. And the sound of my voice only. Any other sound that you hear will help you go deeper and deeper, and make you even more relaxed. Now, take a deep breath and fill your lungs with oxygen. When you breathe in, you not only breathe in air, but energy as well. With the breath you also take in life energy, you are being filled with life. You feel a pleasant tension, because this energy wants to flow into you and activate you. Your life started with a breath just like this when you were born. Now imagine that you have just been born, and breathe in like it was your first breath. Now breathe the air out of your lungs slowly and completely. When you breathe out, you not only breathe out air, but energy as well. With the breath you also give back life energy to nature. Energy flows out of you. You feel a kind of pleasant relaxation. The tension disappears and you become empty. Your life will end with a breath just like this, when you will die. Now imagine that you are going to die in the next moment, and breathe out like it was your last breath. Your life started by breathing in, and it will end by breathing out. Your birth contains your death. They are inseparable from each other. After you were born, only one thing is certain, that you are also going to die. Everything else is uncertain in life, only a possibility. Death is the only certain thing. Not a mishappening, not an accident. If you were already born, it means that you are also going to die. You may imagine birth as a faraway point in the past, and death as a faraway point in the future. But this is not entirely true. Because the same way as living is a process, dying is a process too. From the very first moment of your life, you started the process of dying, and in this very moment, you are dying too. You get closer and closer to the inevitable end every moment. With each breath in, you live more and more. With each breath out, you die more and more. Now take a deep breath and feel life. Now breathe it out and feel death. From now on, continuously pay attention to your breath. Breathing in is life. Breathing out is death. Let life flow. In and out. Every moment you die, and every moment you are reborn. In reality, your life is like a rope dancer's life. You can fall to your death at every moment. Until now, you took life for granted. You tried to forget about death and sweep it under the rug. You tried to act as if death was an accident, which can only happen to someone else, but not you. You try to pretend that your life is taken for granted, and death is just a possibility. But just the opposite of this is the truth. Your life is uncertain, but your death is totally certain. You don't know when, but it will definitely happen. Any of your breaths could be the last. With each breathing out, feel as if that was the last one. Breathe in life. Breathe out death. Death brings total relaxation, peace, and silence. But maybe you cannot completely relax, because the fear of death appears. You may be afraid to let go of life, of air. You may be afraid of emptiness, of death. But in reality, you are not afraid of death. You are afraid that you did not use your life well enough. All the time, life was here right in front of you. You received it as a gift, but did not value it enough. Do something with it. Enjoy it. Go deep inside it. You can do so much more in life. You have so many desires and dreams to fulfill, and so many experiences that you only fantasized about. Don't postpone anything, because tomorrow may never come. You don't have time. Start living now. Breathe in life. Breathe out death. If you live fully, you experience each and every moment in its totality. You get to know life. You can go deep inside it. If you are not afraid of life, you won't be afraid of death either. If you really know life, you will want to know death too. Then death won't be a mourning, but a celebration. While you are listening to my voice, you are paying attention to your breathing. You feel life going in and out, effortlessly. You let the flow happen. You don't stand in the way of life, and you don't stand in the way of death either. Breathing in fills you with energy. You become fully awake. Breathing out totally relaxes you. You become silent and empty. Breathe in life. Breathe out death. Remember, you are still in the cave. As you go a bit deeper inside, you notice a hole in the ground, in the center. You go closer to observe it better, because you are curious. You look down into the hole, and suddenly realize that it is infinitely deep. It is almost like a black hole in space. You know that anything that falls inside doesn't come out alive. But you are not afraid. You are at the edge of the end of the world. You are alone, but you don't feel lonely. You look at the cave one last time, and take a last breath. Now, I begin counting down from three, and when I reach zero, you jump into the hole and start falling. 3, 2, 1, 0, jump. You are falling down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep sleep. Thank you. experience your funeral. You are lying inside a coffin. The coffin is placed inside a beautiful temple, where all your relatives and friends gathered. Who do you see in the temple? What do they think of you? How do they react to your death? How do you feel about them? What would you tell them if you could speak? What is your last message to the world? Thank you. time to say a final goodbye. From now on, you are utterly alone. The door of the coffin is closed onto you, and total darkness and silence descends. You feel that the coffin is lifted up and being brought towards the crematorium. They gently put you on a table and light up the oven. Now they are slowly starting to push your coffin inside the fire. You feel the heat. You know that these are really your last moments. All of your life you were living inside your body. You got used to it. You got attached to it. Now it is time to leave your body behind and discover what is left. As part of the material world, your body will separate from you. You left behind your bank account, your home, your car, your belongings, your family, your friends, and the whole material world. But your body is material too. Now you have to give it back to the earth, water, fire, air, and space, because it belongs to them. You only received it as a gift, but it was never truly yours. Be grateful that you could use it, and it helped you experience the physical world. With your last breath, you gave air back to air. Now the fire starts to dry out your body. You give water back to water. It slowly evaporates from your body. The vapor rises to the sky, becomes part of a cloud, then it falls back to the earth in the form of rain. The rain helps to grow a small tree. The tree bears fruits, which is eaten by somebody else, and helps to keep his body alive. Then the cycle starts again, and revolves infinitely. Everybody only borrows this water. Be grateful that it refreshed you, and then let it go. You feel your feet becoming hot, and suddenly they catch fire. But you don't feel pain anymore. You just calmly watch them turning into ashes. The more your feet burn, the more you let them go. And the more you let go of your body, the more easily it turns into ashes. Now let your concentration move from your toes into your heels, into your ankles, and then to the calves of your legs. And from your toes to your knees, feel a wave of heat. Your legs completely turned into black ash, and they feel really light. You gave your legs back to nature. The ash became part of the earth again. The ash will make the soil more fertile, which will help a small tree grow. This tree will once bear fruits, which somebody else will eat and use to feed his body. The cycle goes round and round. The smoke becomes part of air, and you give back the space that your legs once occupied. Now feel the fire moving up through your thighs, your hips, and through the stomach muscles. The more you let your body go, the more easily it burns, and the lighter it becomes. Now the fire will move up into the solar plexus, across the chest area, to your shoulders and down through your arms, your hands, and fingers. They all turn to dust, and the neck is also burning. Only your head is left. The fire moves up through the scalp, across the forehead, and down over the eyelids. Over. You don't have a body. You are flying up with the smoke. How do you feel? Your body is dissolving in the air with the smoke. Your life energy is dissolving in the air. Your emotions are dissolving in the air. Your thoughts are also dissolving in the air. All of your memories, your whole past, and your personality are dissolving in the air. What is left? Feel empty. Feel silent. Feel free. Slowly return to your body. feel that the energy is flowing back to your body. Take a deep breath and feel your body. Ask the following questions from yourself and wait for the answers to appear. What kind of life have I had so far? Am I satisfied with it? What are my best memories? What are my worst memories? What would I do differently if I could start over? What do I regret doing? What do I regret not doing? What did I accomplish in my life? Thank you. What did I fail to accomplish? What kind of life would I live if I had another chance? Now, repeat the following inside yourself without speaking. From now on, I will live every day as if it was the last. I will always keep in mind that I can die at any time. And any moment could be my last one. But I will also remember the immortal part of me that I really am. I will listen to the deepest, the innermost, the immortal voice inside me. And I will live every moment in its totality. I have no time to waste. Because only the present moment is real. I have nothing to lose. Because I will lose everything in the end. No matter what. I am not afraid to live. And not afraid to die, either. Now, as I count from 5 down to 0, with each count, the suggestion will go deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind, and will be very deep at 0. And now, 5, deeper at 4, even deeper at 3, still going deeper at 2, 1, and very deep at 0. in a few moments. I am going to count you up from 1 to 5. At 5, you will be fully awake, feeling very good and refreshed. But first I start from 0. And 0 means the level that you are at now, or even deeper. So each and every time I say, deep sleep, you will quickly, calmly, and deeply go to the level of 0, or even deeper. Your body will completely relax and your mind will be very, very calm. Let all your energies, emotions, and thoughts integrate totally and completely with your physical body right now. Let all your energies, emotions, and thoughts integrate totally and completely with your physical body right now. Let all your energies, emotions, and thoughts integrate totally and completely with your physical body right now. Start coming up at 1, higher at 2, even higher at 3. You are aware of everything at 4, and at 5, open your eyes and wake up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, open your eyes and wake up. Start moving your fingers, your arms, your feet, and your legs. Stay like this for a couple of minutes. When you feel ready, stand up slowly. And drink some water. The Defeat Death Meditation was presented to you by Gabriel D. as part of the Immortology series. For more meditations like this, and for more information, visit immortology.org.